From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a new executive order barring travelers from six countries to the United States for 3 months and all refugees for 4 months after federal appeals judges blocked a similar order from implementation last month. In an attempt to ensure a smoother rollout of the travel ban and protect it from legal scrutiny, the new executive order differs from the January 27th version in several key aspects. Among the most notable changes is the exclusion of Iraqis from the list of suspended travelers. The new order bans nationals and citizens from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. The new ban includes a grace period and will take effect on March 16th. It will not affect legal permanent residents, those with green cards, or travelers who already had valid visas as of January 27, 2017. U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey has asked the Justice Department to dispute President Trump's allegation that former President Barack Obama ordered a wiretap on telephones at Trump Tower in New York during last year's presidential campaign. Appearing on the ABC News program this week, White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders refused to say where President Trump got the information on which he based his allegations.
Look, I think he is going off of information that he's seen that has led him to believe that this is a very real potential. And if it is, this is the greatest overreach and the greatest abuse of power that I think we've ever seen, and a huge attack on democracy itself. And the American people have a right to know if this took place.
Some U.S. lawmakers of both major political parties have criticized President Trump's contention that he was wiretapped. This is VOA News. North Korea has fired four ballistic missiles this Monday. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said three of the missiles landed in Japan's exclusive economic zone. He also said the ballistic missiles fired this time show clearly that North Korea has become a new kind of threat. This comes as joint military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea have gotten underway in the area. VOA asked Tufts University Korea expert Sun Yoon Lee about what North Korea is trying to accomplish.
South Korea is in political chaos. Remind the South Korean public that you elect a hardliner like President Park Geun-hye, who is impeached. You dare to confront us, and you have more to pay for it than we do.
The U.S. State Department condemned the launches, saying they violate the U.N. Security Council prohibition of North Korea using ballistic technology. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces have begun a new push toward Mosul City Center in an attempt to take positions still held by Islamic State militants. The offensive had been delayed in recent days by bad weather. Officials say several villages in West Mosul have been retaken in the latest fighting. Iraqi forces retook the eastern part of Mosul earlier this year after an offensive began on October 17th. The latest offensive has caused a new refugee crisis as civilians flee from the embattled areas. We get more from VOA's Slatissa Hoke.
To add to the refugee crisis, international Red Cross officials said Sunday that some of the refugees had to be treated for symptoms linked to the use of chemical weapons, such as blisters, vomiting, and red eyes.
Since 1st of March, the hospital that our medical team and surgeons are currently working at received 15 people that showed that they had some sort of exposure to chemical agents. Between these 15, there was 5 children and 4 women.
The use of chemical weapons is a war crime. Islamic State has been accused of using them in Syria, but this is the first report of the use of chemical weapons in Iraq. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Pakistan says overnight terrorist attacks from across the Afghan border have killed at least 6 soldiers, reiterating a call for Kabul to boost security of the Afghan side of the frontier. A splinter faction of the Pakistani Taliban took credit for what it described as a surprise assault. Environmental pollution kills more than 1 in 4 children under the age of 5 every year. That's 1.7 million children worldwide. The World Health Organization warns these deaths will increase dramatically if action is not taken to reduce environmental risk. WHO examines the impact of harmful environments on children's health and offers solutions in 2 studies. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.